President Obama extended the sanctions yesterday, saying the political situation has not improved in Zimbabwe following the imposition of the restrictive measures a couple of years ago. In a statement, Obama said the extension of an executive order declared by the former U.S. President George Bush is designed to protect United States interests and promote democracy in the Southern African nation. Mr. Obama said some members of the ruling ZANU-PF government and other persons are still undermining the country's democratic processes and as a result contributing to the deliberate breakdown in the rule of law. Reacting to this move, Harare resident Ostalo Sisiba said extension of the sanctions is necessary as Zimbabwe has failed to adhere to democratic principles. He said the sanctions will be a reminder to the government on the need to institute the necessary reforms.
The extension of sanctions to Zimbabwe by the government of United States of America is a reflection on Zimbabwe's failure to uphold the principles of rule of law and the principles of free and fair election. And within the confines of international law, it is very key to realize that this country has failed to uphold international law because Zimbabwe's government officials are responsible for gross crimes against humanity. Therefore, the extension of those sanctions is for them to uphold rule of law. And secondly, it is very key for people to understand that these are sanctions which are targeted towards individuals so that we avoid actually to the general citizens, they are okay.
Another Harare resident, Ambrose Rusike, said removing the sanctions without reform would be tantamount to encouraging President Mugabe and his team to continue trampling on human rights in the country.
Extension of the sanctions on Mugabe is welcome because Mugabe has shown no desire to reform. There are issues like electoral reform. The issue is like human rights issues, where we have human rights activists, a journalist come, human rights activist, Itai Dzamara is still missing, and the harassment of opposition parties and so forth. So the record is very clear that Mugabe has not reformed.
But local resident Tichawana Makwara said the sanctions are not effective as they give President Mugabe an excuse of failing to run the country.
These sanctions are not serving their purpose because the Mugabe regime is actually blaming the sanctions for everything that they failed to choke off reviving the economy, the blame sanctions, deteriorating health situation, lack of drug shortages, the blame sanctions.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui recently challenged Europe and America to spell out the human rights abuses claims in Zimbabwe.
No reasons are given except the long-worn democracy, rule of law, human rights. We have challenged them on this issue. You can't generalize. Human rights violations are specific. So-and-so's rights are being violated. So-and-so. If you can be able to correct this, then that's fine.
According to President Obama, human rights violations and undemocratic processes in Zimbabwe continue to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat to the foreign policy of the United States. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.